أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين صدق الله العظيم. Ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the condition of the disbelievers, the disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The ayats after this also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will discuss some aspects with regards to them. In between, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks very briefly about Allah's ni'mats upon the muttaqeen, upon those that have the quality of taqwa, those that have the consciousness, the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those who are obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now in the ayats with regards to the disbelievers, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has spoken about them, in taliqu ila dhillin ri thalath shu'ab la dhalilin wa la yughni min al-lahab, that walk towards the shade, and that shade, that canopy, that shelter of smoke that will not be able to protect you from anything, not even the fire of Jahannam. So that is the shade that they would have. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in total contrast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with regards to the muttaqeen. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ظِلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ. Certainly the muttaqeen will be in ظِلَال. They will be amidst shade. One shade is the shade on the day of Qiyamah, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the horror of the day of Qiyamah, the difficulties and the sufferings under the heat of the sun on the day of Qiyamah, where people will be virtually drowning in the perspiration. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the shade of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is one shade that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant on the day of Qiyamah. And then is the perpetual shade, and that is the shade in Jannat that we discussed in the previous surahs, that condition of Jannah, the temperature, the conditions will be such that it will be 100% according to the desire of an individual. It will not be cold absolutely, it will not be absolutely hot. There will be no feelings of discomfort whatsoever, and that perpetual pleasure that they will get from the shades of Jannah, that is dhilal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here. Wa uyun, and fountains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Dahar, one or two fountains of the waters that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant the people of Jannah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merely speaks about the different kinds of fountains, the different types of sweetnesses. Some of the ulama have expressed that those, and Allah make us from amongst them, who will drink from the fountain of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fountain of Kawthar, thereafter they would never ever get thirsty again. And whatever waters they drink of Jannah will not be because of a need to drink. There won't be any need in Jannat. It will be just the desire that they have, the desire that they get, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make these waters available for them. So that is the description of Jannat, very briefly, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving. وَفَوَاكِهَا مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for them is the fruit that they would desire, as they would desire. Whatever they desire be, whatever kind of fruit they desire, all of it will be available to them. They would not need to search for it. They would not need to look out for it. There is no issues of seasons and availabilities, etc. All of it will be there for them. And then there will be an announcement that will be made. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun. Eat and drink, seeking pleasure, deriving pleasure, bima kuntum ta'malun, because of the amal, the practices that you had practiced in this world. that in this world there were certain limitations, in this world there were certain things that we abstain from, those things that are haram, but there in Jannat there is no issue of any limitations whatsoever. In this world also a person eats and he drinks, but obviously there is a tremendous amount of effort behind the eating and the drinking of this world, the acquisition of one's sustenance in order to purchase and then to prepare and then to cook and to make, etc. And then sometimes the positive or the negative effects that food will have on an individual, all of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will not be there in Jannah. It is pleasure upon pleasure upon pleasure, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have this announcement made, bima kuntum ta'amaloon, that in the world you toiled in my path, you toiled to please me, now in return you continue eating whatever you desire there with the greatest of pleasures. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly this is how we recompense the muhsinin, those who do good. Now insofar as muhsinin is concerned, the imperative factor is not only the doing good in itself, but doing it with ikhlas and sincerity for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then whatever we do according to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would regard us as muhsinin. And this is the recompense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And doom and destruction on that day be to the mukaddibin, to those that have belied, those that have denied the coming of the day of Qiyamah, that they will be deprived of all these great ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.